I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Playoffs Round 2. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the DFS Podcast. And it's me, Joey P., Joe Pizzapia, Scott Bobbin with me today, and we are breaking down the DFS slate for your Saturday and Sunday games. That's right, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. It is upon us, and we are ready to rock and roll. First, we're going to go through the approach, the 5,000-feet view, if you will, of each game, then dig down into the positions and give you the way we would approach these games. It was a pretty good week last week. I had a couple lineups, Boggs, I got to say. Three of the four cashed. I was very pleased with that. It was a good day. I had investments in the Buffalo Bills, so I don't have to say too much more than that. That was the way I went, and that was over before it started, it felt like.
Yeah.
But no matter, that's in the past. Now it's time to get back into the action. Before we do, though, I want to remind everybody, if you haven't already, make sure you join us over on Discord at Fantasy Pros at fantasypros.com/chat. You can go ahead and join for free, and then you gain access to dozens of extra channels by becoming a premium subscriber here at Fantasy Pros. And that includes all the AMA channels. It includes the stages to be a part of Bogman and I whenever we run our incredible little radio show we do over there now over on our Discord. It's a great hub to meet people, to do new leagues, to talk to other great fantasy players, whether it's DFS, whether it's wagering, whether it's just general stuff for NFL. We got you covered at Fantasy Pros, but you got to join to be a part of it at fantasypros.com/chat. Also, don't forget, it's betting season in the NFL, baby. It's been all year, but right now it's a playoff. So get in while the getting's good before it's over. Bettingpros.com/contest. Bogman and I just recorded the divisional round BP show. That is now going to be out as well. And Bogman and I had a great time. I couldn't believe we agreed on all four games.
I know.
Break down some of the player props too. Box, when's the last time that happened? You and I agree on everything. That's got to be the sign of the apocalypse, right?
Not very often. I believe it's right after it rains frogs, as Bogman and Joe agree. So, you know, it's definitely in there. That's for sure. So surprising that we agreed on both. I was specifically, we both took Cincinnati, both took Kansas City. I was surprised by those two.
Yeah, well, if you want to hear the reasons, you got to go listen in. And last week on the show, we gave you the San Fran upset, so you should have made money on that one. Hopefully you did. But again, go check out that episode at bettingpros.com/podcast. And you can listen to it and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And Betting Pros is going to be a huge thing here over with us at Fantasy Pros in 2022. So make sure if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel for Betting Pros, because all those shows are on there. You can watch our beautiful faces, but also the podcast. We're going to have so many incredible offerings. March Madness is coming. Baseball is coming. We still got Super Bowl stuff ahead of us. It's going to be fantastic. So Boggs, let's jump in here and let's start talking about these games just once again in terms of our big picture, what we're looking for, what we're expecting. In the Saturday game, you kind of mentioned it, Cincinnati, we think is going to, you and I both believe is going to end up winning this football game. And then you've got Tennessee. So the number for this game is at 47. Your thoughts on this one in terms of how you want to approach it? Are you going to invest heavily in this game, or are there more appealing, bigger stars out there? Because certainly, if you look around the rest of the weekend, there's a lot bigger names out there than some of the names in this game.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of investing in DFS, I don't want a ton of investment. I want the big names here. I want Jamar Chase. I want Derrick Henry. You know, those are the guys that I want in this game. Burrow, I love his price too. So, but you know, you and I both are picking Cincinnati. So we think Cincinnati wins. And if Cincinnati wins, it's going to be on the strength of their offense, which means Mixon is in play. Jamar Chase is in play. So Higgins had a bad game last week. We could see him bounce back. Tyler Boyd scored a touchdown last week. Uzama got in the end zone, right? So there are definitely names to buy. AJ Brown has been pretty good. Tough matchup with the Woozie, but he has been pretty solid. Julio, I just can't do it, you know.
No, I can't either.
They mix up the tight ends in Tennessee too much too. So I just, you know, we both expect Cincinnati to win, and it will be on the back of their offense.
Yeah, I agree. I find this game tough. If it is a Cincinnati victory, it's Burrow and Chase again, I think. I really do.
I feel like this game might have the biggest range of outcomes. Because if Derrick Henry is fully healthy and ready to go, and they've just been sitting on him for a while to wait for him in this game to get him his break so he'd be fresh for the playoffs, he might touch the ball 35 times, and Cincinnati barely has the ball at all.
I find that circumstance hard to believe, and
so do I.
I'm going to be out of it, but you're not wrong. It certainly could be in the range of outcomes, and we talk about four outcome games. This one has four outcomes written all over it. But for me, I'm looking ahead to that night game instead with the Packers and 49ers. And we mentioned a little bit, too, about the run that Alan Lazard's been on. You know, MVS is out. Everyone's going to gravitate towards Adams. But to me, I think Lazard is that cheaper option there on both sites that you want to get a hold of. Obviously, on the other side for the 49ers, the trick for them is running the football, right? If you think the 49ers are going to be consistent in this football game here and be competitive, it's going to be Eli Mitchell, it's going to be Debo Samuel, and it's going to be this running game that keeps Rodgers off the field and tries to control the clock. So just from your approach here, 47.5 is the number for this one. Your thoughts on the 49ers-Packers game, how you see this one playing out?
And we both picked the over in this game too, I believe. So, you know, I did. It's this one, like you said, the Packers defense has been terrible against the run since week 10. Eli Mitchell, definitely in play, even though he's a little nicked up, but they gave him 27 carries last week. So the dude is getting work. Debo, the Niners know Debo has to touch the ball 15 times if they want to win. So they're finding a way. He had 10 rushes last week. Kittle used more as a blocker. If you expect the Niners to be down and playing catch up in this game, I think guys like Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, more of a receiver than a blocker this week. And I really love the price on Juwan Jennings, and they've been finding a way to get him the ball. And if they're losing, you know, late and having to play catch up, these are the guys that have been catching the ball for them. On the Packers side, Aaron Jones, a little bit overpriced. We'll get into that in a little bit. Devontae Adams, always in play. Aaron Rodgers, always in play. Not a tight end that I want. I think the only other guy, like you said, is Lazard. So for me, I feel like even though we love the Packers offense, I think the choices here are a bit limited this week for them.
All right. The choices on Sunday are abundant. You've got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers hosting the Rams. The Bucs are 3-point favorites, as one would expect. The number's 48.5. And it's important to talk about the numbers here because this is how we're translating that into what we're looking at DFS. And as you go, the numbers grow in each one of these games successively by a few points. That's, and we're building up to the crescendo that is the Bills and Chiefs. But with the Bucs, you know, you can run Brady by himself. You can even go cheap if you want on the DraftKings side. If you're trying to say, well, you know, the Bucs have given up a lot of yards in the air throughout the season. Even if you think they're going to lose, if they're playing from behind, maybe that's a good thing for Stafford and Kupp. But I tend to shy away from this game a little bit too in favor of the next one, but I want to put this out to you. There's definitely some guys we're going to break down later on, but how do you see this game working out? Because I think how we write the script for this game is how we want to approach it then with our DFS shares.
Really starting to scare me how simpatico we are this week, Joe. Because
I just like to call it smart.
I think that's what it is. We'll see.
It took us a whole season to get smart, but we got smart at the right time. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that is what I've been saying to Bubba on Linestar. I just say, you know, look, it only took us 18 weeks to figure out the NFL, right? So, but now we got it. So, Tampa Bay, even if Wirfs and Jensen play, are going to be less than 100%. So that just sets the entire offense back a little bit, you know, because you build from the inside out, of course, in the NFL. Leonard Fournette's a little bit questionable. So Ronald Jones, a little bit questionable. I'm not going to Keyshawn Vaughn. I'm not messing with Gio Bernard. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Mike Evans and Gronk and Brady are the only three guys, in my opinion, that you could play for Tampa Bay. And on the Rams side, Akers had more carries, but they're splitting between him and Sony Michel. And this is, in my opinion, I know statistically the Bills are the best run D in the NFL, but I think the Bucks have the best run defense if you just look at the personnel. So I'm not going to be running Cam Akers or Sony Michel out there. Cooper Kupp is a play every single week. You can play Matt Stafford if you want. He's going to be low owned because he's been so bad recently. So a tournament play, I don't mind it as kind of a contrarian bit there, but OBJ in play. Higbee has been pretty good recently. I feel like there's more options on the Rams side because we expect them to lose and be playing catch up for a big chunk of this game. So maybe Stafford passes to some of these options a little bit more than expected, but he hasn't been good either. So like you said, this game is the biggest fade of all of the games this weekend, but there's still plenty to pick through there.
And then of course the piece de resistance, the Bills and Chiefs, 53.5 is this number. And oftentimes, we talked about this on the Betting Pro Show, Boggs. Oftentimes, the game that you anticipate being the most prolific ends up disappointing or being one-sided. I don't think it's going to be the case here. Nah. You can certainly run Josh Allen out by himself if you want. I actually prefer the Mahomes side as we get to the player breakdowns. And it's, I think the Chiefs are very investable across the board. You mentioned on the last show we did together that it feels like they woke the Steelers woke the dragon, basically.
Yeah.
And it does kind of feel that way. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe the Chiefs are this team that's just going to limp through the regular season and then flip the switch and turn on the playoffs. And I think that was a narrative that we're all aware of. And it's starting to feel like it might be coming to fruition.
Yeah. So you could play whoever you want this game, to be quite honest with you. The only thing I don't really like is Chiefs running backs in this game. Bills statistically number one run defense in the NFL this year. But Dawson Knox took a big step up. Josh Allen, if I'm not investing in Burrow, Allen will be my quarterback just because he does it both sides. He runs, I think we said his prop in the last show was 50 yards, which is just crazy for a quarterback. You know, Dawson Knox has been great. Stephon Diggs has been great. Gabe Davis has found the end zone in recent weeks as well. So there's a lot to buy on the Bills side. I think Cole Beasley's price is good. And the Chiefs, look, you want to pay, you have to pay for him. But if you want to, you can do it. You can pay for Kelce. You can pay for Hill. You can pay for Mahomes. So all of them are in play. Pringle isn't a bad one either. So like I said, I think the only aspect of this game I don't like is probably going to be the Chiefs running backs. But you know, Devin Singletary has been getting 20 carries a game, so he's definitely in play as well. But that game, you and I both think is going to go over, and it's going to be one of the more fun games to watch this weekend for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. All right, before we start digging into these positions singularly here and talk about these players, let's talk a little bit about DraftKings, because we're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with huge odds boosts for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can also still get on the action on the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. And DraftKings is giving away new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code FANTASYPROS and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 free bets. And again, if your team wins, that promo code is FANTASYPROS. 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And now, back to the action. So, Boggs, when we're looking at the quarterback position here, you've got Josh Allen, Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, you know, some of the best of the best here. Burrow, Stafford, Tannehill, and then Garoppolo kind of pulling up the rear. For me, and again, this approach is the same as last week. We talked about play the tournaments, don't play cash in the playoffs. It's really just not very beneficial because you're dealing with a finite number of outcomes. But for me, Mahomes is where I go to first. And it's because I like the pairings, and I feel like if I get those chalky pairings right with Mahomes, there's opportunity there to, and we talked about it last week even too. We said, you know, the one thing we really talk about is that Chiefs stack, but man, that Chiefs stack, if it hits, is going to be huge. And again, it can be. Now, you saying to go away a little bit from the running backs, at first I want to go here with Mahomes. So if you don't want to go with the running backs, is Mahomes the top QB investment on the board at 7,300 over on DK and at 8,500 on FanDuel, or do you have another favorite this week?
Josh Allen's my favorite. If we're talking in terms of without prices, Josh Allen is my absolute favorite because he does it all. He runs too. And, you know, like I said, Patrick Mahomes got a little nicked up in the playoffs last year. You don't want to run him if you can't avoid it. But Josh Allen, this has just always been his game ever since Wyoming. He's going to run the football, and his prop is 50 yards. So we both picked the Chiefs too. So we expect the Bills to be down at some point in this game and leading to a long passing drive for Josh Allen. The Bills have really been committed to the run game, and they've been winning games since then. You know, there were many, many games where they just, you know, 7 rush attempts for Devin Singletary, you know, 5 for Zach Moss, and Allen was everything else. You just can't have that in the playoffs. You have to stay committed to it. So, I think Josh Allen is definitely going to run, and he's been better with that run game working. So he's my number one. My other quarterback that I like this week the most in terms of price is Joe Burrow, because he's right middle of the pack. We expect them to win. If they do win, we expect them to be through the air against Tennessee. So he's got so many weapons too. And even if they lose, I think you win in that scenario as well, because he'll be playing catch up point for point. So I think no matter what you do for Burrow, Burrow is going to be involved in that game. So those are my two, Josh Allen and Burrow, my favorite QBs of the week.
All right. So if you're going to pay down for a quarterback, is there somebody in particular that you can make a case for? For me, it's Stafford because of the matchup against Tampa. And if they're playing from behind, again, it might not be pretty points, but I don't really care what it looks like. Can he get me 20? And I think he can. And if you look at the price comparison there, you're saving, you know, over $1,000 between Mahomes and Stafford on DraftKings. Same thing over on the FanDuel side of things, $7,400 for Stafford. If you want to go elite quarterback, it's going to cost you $8,500 or $8,800 for Josh Allen. So Stafford's that guy for me, over Burrow by a hair. But Boggs, any quarterback you want to pay down for this week?
I think if I had to pick one, it'd be Tannehill, because Tannehill, kind of the same deal, can do it with his legs as well. Not something that they necessarily want him to do on a week-to-week basis, but, you know, it's you got to let it all hang out now. And, you're going to have good RPOs off of Derrick Henry this week as well, so he's definitely going to be a little more involved in the run game. Plus, you have Julio back healthy, assumingly. You know, I don't know if healthy and Julio ever go together, but A.J. Brown also coming and returning and getting a couple weeks under his belt before the playoffs was huge for him. So Tannehill would be the guy that I pay up for if I'm going for an absolutely cheap QB.
All right, let's move on to the running back position here. Certainly some variants to be had. You've got the questionable Derrick Henry situation, which as of recording this, we waited as long as we can. We still don't have a definitive word on yet. Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Eli Mitchell, Devin Singletary. Those are kind of the top names. And then you can go down and get a little strange here with the A.J. Dillons. Jerick McKinnon coming off a huge game. Cam Akers, tough matchup, but he looked good last week running the football. Then Clyde Edwards-Helaire back and practicing full this week. Who knows if Dante Foreman is going to be useful if indeed Tennessee does get Derrick Henry back. So many questions here. So for me, I'm keeping it simple. Yes. I think Eli Mitchell is the easiest investment you can make. And I think Devin Singletary is also that. So I'd like to keep it simple. If I'm paying down for running back, though, I think I would continue to go investigate Keyshawn Vaughn. I think that's somebody who's still investable, allows you to, you got to find some kind of salary relief somewhere. I think running back to me is where I'm looking for it, because I don't see that transcendent running back performance this weekend. It feels very quarterback wide receiver heavy. So that's where I'm going to invest and I'm going to put my money. But I think Hilaire is interesting to me, Boggs, because if he's healthy, he can catch the football out of the backfield and do a few things there. And I think that might make him at 5,700, especially over on FanDuel, and then on DK at 5,200. I think he's an intriguing investment because he doesn't have to do a lot, especially on DK. You know, you catch four balls, all of a sudden you're pretty much there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in terms of paying down, I think I'd rather go with Jerick McKinnon if I'm picking one of these Chiefs RBs.
It's fair.
He looked great last week. He looked explosive. And, you know, Darrell Williams came in and fumbled. They went, screw this. We're not going to go back to him. We're going to give the ball back to Jerick McKinnon. And he looked good. I don't necessarily like the Chiefs run game, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield too. I think I like him for his price down there. But I am absolutely with you with the KISS method, right? Keep it simple, mm-hmm. stupid, as in terms of running backs. You want Eli Mitchell. You want Joe Mixon, Devin Singletary. You can pay up for all those guys. I have no qualms with anyone paying and starting Derrick Henry in their lineup because, you know, this is the best price you're ever going to get on him, ever. So, invest in him in a tournament. Hopefully that will keep his ownership, his rostership numbers down because he is such a question. I think this is a good spot to play him into, because people aren't expecting it as much. You know, you think maybe we'll handle him with kid gloves. That's just not what you do with Derrick Henry. If he plays, you give him the ball 30 times and watch defenses cry. That's exactly mm-hmm. what you do.
Well, do you think a tournament's Derrick Henry is that fade away from the wide receivers? Like if you're going to do it and you get news on Derrick Henry and it seems positive, would you have the one Derrick Henry lineup just to offset and be different if he has a Derrick Henry game? Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because there certainly is that script out there.
Get one lineup just in case he goes off. That's what I would do.
Yeah. The rest of running back is tough. I mean, even a guy like Mixon who's had such a good season, I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but you know, his last two performances here, he tops out under 50 yards rushing. You know, he is catching the football. Is that the other guy, too, that maybe we're taking for granted on this slate? He's 7,800 over on FanDuel. Over on DraftKings, he is 6,600. And Mixon is an all-purpose back. He is the man there. But the problem is, we've been a little shy on the touchdowns the last few weeks. Is this the perfect time to buy back in on Joe Mixon? Or, once again, as we keep saying, it feels more like a wide receiver weekend and you put your money there instead?
No, I think that... I think this is a good price on Mixon. And at any point, you know, just like, you know, we mentioned when we're talking about possible touchdowns, you know, you get it down to the goal line and you're going to give it to Mixon. He's going to be the guy. So I just think that the passing game is working so well. That's what's been taking Mixon out. And like you said, there's so much gray area in running backs right now. I want to keep it towards that front end. I think 9 out of 10 times, if I have to invest in one, though, Eli is cheaper and going up against a worse run defense. I'm just going to take Mitchell every single time. That is going to make his rostership numbers very, very high, though, because everybody else knows that, too. So Mixon could be a good pivot, but you can't take him off the board because of a couple weeks of down performance. That's all I would say.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Shave your body hair so somebody will play with you this Valentine's Day. And of course, you know what that means. It's Manscaped time. You're here right now on the podcast, but you're here for the football. You stay for the Manscaped reads. That's why you're here. 4 million men worldwide trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. And look, with Valentine's Day around the corner, you want to make sure that everything is proper there. So go to manscaped.com and use that promo code Yates, the king of manscaping, for 20% off and free shipping. Again, that performance package for your package. The Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is just the thing that every guy needs to make that certain special day of Valentine's Day just a little bit more special. It's got the Lawnmower 4.0. It's got the Weed Whacker. It's got an amazing assortment of gifts inside, including two free gifts, their Shed Travel Bag and the Anti-Chafing Boxer Briefs, which Bogman loves. He hates chafing. If there's one thing Bogman hates, chafing. It's chafing. It's the worst. And don't forget, you want to smell good all over too. So, ladies, if you're listening to the podcast, you want to buy your man a little bit of refined Manscaped cologne. Well, guess what? That's available too. But you got to go to manscaped.com to get it all for this exclusive offer, 20% off and free shipping with the promo code Yates. Again, promo code is Yates. Your balls will thank you over at manscaped.com. All right, Boggs. it's time to put our money where our mouth is, not our mouth where other things are, and talk about wide receivers here. Wide receivers, where we want to spend our money, and you got to get out the checkbook if you want to. You've got all-purpose Deebo Samuel. You got all-world Cooper Kupp and Davante Adams. Mike Evans, who is a consistent threat all the time. Jamar Chase, big plays. Tyreek Hill, big plays. Then you got Diggs, A.J. Brown, and of course, Odell coming off a good game this past week. I like Lazard's cost at 6K over on the FanDuel side. On DK, just 4,400. To me, he's like that cheat code this week that you have that unlocks and allows you to do a lot of other things, responsibly speaking, because if you look at the game log for Lazard, especially with the last few weeks here with MVS out again, he's got 4 touchdowns in his last 3 games that he's played. He's got at least 5 targets in those 3 games as well, 12.5 points in PPR, 16.5, and then 22. So not bad there from Alan Lazard. But let's talk about the guys we want to pay up for. Bang the drum and make the case for the guys that you think are worth the high price tag this particular week.
I mean, Cooper Kupp is worth it every single week, pretty much. So anytime you want to invest in Cooper Kupp, you're not going to get an argument from me. One of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Had one of the best seasons in NFL history. So invest in Cooper Kupp if you want to. He's very expensive, but sometimes that'll chase people away. So I'm in on him. My next favorite in terms of price and combo has got to be Tyreek Hill at 6,600, 8,200 on FanDuel. You know, he's priced down a little bit just because, you know, secondary in Buffalo is good, but they lost Trey White, right? So, you know, is it going to be Dane Jackson on him? They'll probably give whoever help with one of these awesome safeties and try to bracket him a bunch. Doesn't matter. Guy is quicker than a hiccup. So he will absolutely torch a double team and get open deep down the field. And 6,600 is just a stupid buy to me. I think you have to take him in your lineup. Price down will make him rostered in a bunch of spots. So understand that. But I do love him. The other guys, look, Davante Adams should have a good game against the Niners, so I'm not going to say don't invest in him. Deebo is in play every single week. Jamar Chase has been part of the big reason the Bengals are here, right? Mike Evans is a red zone threat every single week. So any of these guys you can invest in. My two favorites are always going to be Kupp. He's just going to be my number one every week. And then Tyreek Hill at this price, I think, is awesome. I think the price on Stephon Diggs is great, too. You know, we saw Jamar Chase go into Kansas City and just torch Chartavius Ward. Chartavius Ward's having a pretty decent season, too. It's not a bad corner. But, you know, when you're facing some of this top talent in the world,
right,
you can't stop him. It doesn't matter how good you are. So, you know, we could see Stephon Diggs busting out the gritty in the end zone against Ward again as well. I like the Lazard call. I think that's a great one. Ayuk may be in play at 52 and 59 because we expect the Niners to be losing and playing comeback. Pringle had a big week last week against Pittsburgh. Can he do it again against Buffalo? Remains to be seen, but the price is great at 42 and 57. I'm in on Cole Beasley, who scored last week at 4,5200. And one of my favorite cheap buys is Juwan Jennings at 34 and 5,000. If you're just looking for kind of a punt play, if you're trying to get Henry and Kupp in your lineup, something like that. Niners should be losing. Jennings has been on the field and they design plays for him. So I think that is why I like Juwan Jennings here at 3,400 and 5,000 on DK and FanDuel.
I got to tell you, Boggs, you know, for me, it's Davante Adams. That's the one I want to pay up for. And I want to pay up for Hill as well. And you can make it work. But
if you have to pick one, yours is Davante.
Mine's Davante is the big time one. Because he's kind of in the middle, especially on DK too. Like, I don't think he's cost prohibitive on DraftKings. Cooper Kupp, 8,600. It's very close to Adams on DK. That you can go pick your adventure. But on the FanDuel side, where I tend to play a little bit more, Cooper Kupp is 9,500. Davante Adams is 87. I need that money to get the big quarterback because I want the big quarterback. So that to me is the difference maker on FanDuel. Is I will take the savings and pocket it there. Whereas in the full point PPR, you're splitting hairs. They're basically the same price. You can go with Cooper Kupp and go ahead and take that. Let's talk about the tight ends here. You got some big names. Travis Kelce, 6,500 on DK. You got Gronk, Kittle. You got Dawson Knox, CJ Uzoma, who had the touchdown last week, who I had in every lineup. Boy, that worked out. But I love when you have that thing that you throw a dart at and it works out in the first drive of the game. And you go,
right,
yay, now that paid off. Now I just need everything else to do what it's supposed to. You got Tyler Higbee in this game as well. But for me, it's whether or not you want to pay up for Kelce. And I do. So to me, it's going up to Kelce or it's pivoting to Knox. I don't have a lot of faith in Kittle. I feel like they should get the ball to Kittle a lot and play a more physical game with that Packers defense. It just doesn't feel like that's what they want to do. Gronk is investable always, but to me, this is like one of the few times where I just feel like paying up for Kelce. And I don't know if I've said that maybe once this entire season, but that's how I feel. I'm going to pay up this week for tight end and find a way to make it work. How about you, Boggs?
Kelsey's the guy. I completely agree with you. I think he is a fantastic buy this week. I also like Gronk at 58 and 7,100 because, you know, you look at this, Rams defense, and Travon Howard actually ranks, you know, if you enjoy, I do, any PFF ranks, anything like that, he's good in coverage, but dude only has 150 snaps on the year. So, you know, he hasn't faced Gronk and Tom Brady. So I think that Gronk could have a huge game. They also have some injuries in the safety. So, you know, you talk about that, you know, first short throw or the deeper throw. I think he's going to be successful at both of those as well. I think Knox is a good call. I understand not liking Kittle, but, you know, 5,300 is a decent price. I think he's okay there. The Uzama that you mentioned at 34 and 55 is in play. I'm just always going to like Cameron Brate. If you're looking for a cheap tight end, you just pay for Brate at 27 and 45 and hope he goes out and scores you a touchdown. He had another catch that I think he got him down to the three this week. But, you know, a lot of those catches that he has are in the end zone, and he could definitely do that against the Rams. So
before we close things out here with our favorite defenses for divisional playoff, let's talk about your best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, Air Medcare Network provides members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight when flown by an AMCN provider. Insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency, so this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind, and memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household. And right now, as a Fantasy Pros listener, you'll get up to $50 Visa or Amazon gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code Fantasy Pros. No matter where you are in the game of life, an Air Medcare Network membership is a protection that no one should live without. So again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros. So Boggs, when you're looking at defense this week, where would you go and how would you spend your money?
My favorite one is the Packers, and you know, we both picked the over in that game, and the Packers run defense hasn't been great and all that stuff. But you know, if you had to bet on a quarterback to throw a pick six in one of these games, I think you would bet on Jimmy G. So that is why the Packers are going to be number one for me. The Bucks, because the Rams haven't been playing great. The second highest. The Rams are third highest because the Bucks have offensive line issues right now. So this all makes sense. You know, I think a sneaky one would be Cincinnati at 27 and 3,400 because just if Derrick Henry isn't 100%, but they're running him out there, how bad is it going to get against the Bengals? So because if Derrick Henry can't play or isn't 100%, now you're putting your whole game in the hands of Ryan Tannehill, and that is just a little bit risky. So those are the defenses that I like for this week.
The Bengals actually is where I was going as well, 2,700 over on DK. Also, what's shocking to me is the 49ers just 2,500, and I understand, you know, potential negative game script for them and all of that, but if you look how consistent they've been in terms of fantasy scoring points, 9, 5, 9, 9, 8 over the last 5 weeks. That's pretty consistent. So
right.
I understand. And look, it's against good teams too. I mean, Dallas, the Rams, right? The Tennessee Titans. So just putting that out there. That
the only thing I have there, Nick Bosa had a concussion last week. He's still in protocol. Right. Expected to clear.
If he's not out of protocol, then certainly that changes your mindset. With
Fred Warner also going to be less than 100%. He had an ankle injury last week. He's going to play, but he's going to be less than 100%. And just the, you know, the fact that if they get down big early and Jimmy G makes multiple mistakes, now you're setting the Packers up with tons of short fields to score easily and all that stuff. That's the only thing that I don't like against the Niners. They have been consistent. They have won games on the backs of their D and run. They're running offense, right? So if that game script works out, it can be a great play. It just makes me a little nervous. That's all.
I agree. All right. That's what the divisional rounds look like right now for us in DFS. We hope you enjoyed the program. Make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros, again, wherever you get your podcasts. And While you're at it, don't forget about subscribing as well to bettingpros.com. Check out the bettingpros.com/podcast right now. Wherever you get your pods, you can listen to Betting Pros. We got amazing content coming up for 2022. We still got Super Bowl ahead of us, the championship games, and a whole lot more with baseball, NBA, and of course, March Madness just around the corner, if you can believe it. And while you're at it, join our Discord chat over at fantasypros.com/chat as well. I want to thank all the sponsors of today's show, including Air Medcare Network. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use that offer code fantasypros today. And also, make sure you download the DraftKings app right now and start playing. Use the promo code fantasypros and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. And last but certainly not least, manscaped.com. Come on, boys. We have Valentine's Day right around
the corner. Clean it up.
Use that promo code Yates for 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. Come on. Everyone will thank you, for goodness sake. Take care of that body hair with manscaped.com. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Scott Bogman, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.